Father Vargas Andrew lost an arm and a leg when a suicide bomber struck in Kabul, Afghanistan. He remembers and lives for those who did not survive the bombing. Mike Macklin for CBS News, Boston.
President Trump spent his morning at West Point delivering the commencement address. Here's part of what he told the graduates.
You will become officers in the greatest and most powerful army the world has ever known. And I know because I rebuilt that army and I rebuilt the military.
There are many questions at Harvard University after the Trump administration barred foreign students. A federal judge temporarily blocked the action. But even so, this incoming student from Taiwan is considering other plans.
I think I will either defer my studies in Harvard. That's one of the possibilities. Or I will probably apply for master programs in Europe or the UK.
Fire officials say an explosion on a boat docked in New York City killed a worker with the Department of Environmental Protection and hurt another. FDNY's David Sims.
Third civilian, unfortunately, was blown in by the force of the explosion in between the pier and the vessel itself.
The Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. will likely reopen in a few days after the deadly shooting of two staffers Wednesday. Correspondent Scott McFarlane on the suspect.
The case of Elias Rodriguez of Chicago comes back to the courthouse in Washington no later than mid-June. That's the date for the next court hearing. But the prosecutor in this case, U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, says it's also being investigated as a possible hate crime, as possible terrorism, and that new charges could be added when the grand jury hands up a possible indictment.
The top award at the Cannes Film Festival goes to It Was Just an Accident from an Iranian dissident filmmaker. The ceremony went ahead as planned after a major power outage in southeastern France in a case of suspected arson. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Memorial Day savings are here at the Home Depot. So take your kitchen to the next level with up to 35% off, plus up to an extra $450 off select appliances like LG. Plan your get-togethers with an LG refrigerator you can count on for years to come at the Home Depot. And with the connected ThinQ app, you'll know if the door is left open and when to change the filter. Spend less time worrying this Memorial Day with savings on LG, America's most reliable appliance brand at the Home Depot. Offer valid May 15th through June 4th, U.S. only, C-store or online for details.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's a big weekend for Hollywood at the box office.
Just in previews alone, Lilo and Stitch has already brought in $14.5 million.
We have apprehended a dangerous experiment.
Setting a record high for the year. While Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, earned $8.3 million.
Smart people on every side are close to panicking.
We'll just call it Mission Stitch Possible. Both movies combined are making this Memorial Day weekend huge. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The National Restaurant Association has designated Korean cuisine as one of 2025's top food trends.
Hey, what you doing? You that you're not cold back.
K-pop is one reason why, according to Jae Young Sun, owner of a new Korean barbecue restaurant in New York City called Jungyuk Jum, the same name as his restaurant in Los Angeles, which means butcher in Korean. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 40s. And mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high to the upper 50s. And partly sunny on Memorial Day, highs climb to near 60. Some rain chances return to the area Tuesday into Wednesday. It's 55 right now.
You could do, 'cause I'm stuck. away from my God. Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
To Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wild thing. just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone?
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Because all of your hope is gone and your life is gone.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Glad all over, baby, I'm glad all over. Football is on the air. Pump fake by Locke, throwing to Payne along the near sideline, makes the catch, slips a tackle, Payne loose, down the sideline, feel the pain, touchdown, Raiders!
The Racine Raiders Broadcast Network, now on Home Team Network, and back on WRJN. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM.
Locke gives to Benko. Benko up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders!
Racine Raiders football is brought to you by Active Body Fitness, personal and small group fitness training, Anton Painting and Decorating, transform your home, Domino's Pizza, try their Parmesan Stuffed Crust Pizza today, Educators Credit Union, achieving more together, Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty, where strong Wisconsin roots unlock the home you've been dreaming of. Our Harmony Club, enriching lives, easing care, creating connections. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Senior Helpers of Racine and Kenosha, senior care only better. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Woodman's Food Markets, low prices every aisle, every day.
The Racine Raiders, back-to-back national champions.
Now, here's the Racine Raiders broadcast team with tonight's game. Now, here's the Racine Raiders broadcast team with tonight's game.
Good evening from the fields that Papa Bear Hallis and Curly Lambeau once roamed. An original National Football League field, historic Horlick Athletic Field, and again, it will be a clash of Wisconsin versus Illinois here tonight as the top-ranked team in the country. The Racine Raiders coming in 3-0, back-to-back national champions, host the Illinois Cowboys, ranked number 4 in the country, also coming in at 3-0. I'm Don Wadowitz. I'm joined by Ian Goldstein along with Andrew Chish down on the sideline. Want to introduce our entire crew that we have for you here tonight. Todd Andresen, our director. Aaron Nance will be on our field cam. Dave Zuper, Nick Gatta, and Tyler Sorensen on our high cams. If you're following live stats online, that's Jack Redlin. Squidly will be handling our scoreboard bug for you tonight, and then also joined by Sam Champagne and Quinn O'Brien, and we'll hear from public address announcer Dan Pfeiffer a little bit later on. You see the Senior Moments dance team. They will be performing at halftime. It is a special night here tonight. It is the celebration of the 30th anniversary of the 1995 national championship team that went 17-1 to claim that title. And we'll get into it a little bit later on, but our active body fitness trivia question tonight is about this 1995 team that we're going to be honoring at halftime, and we will carry that for you live here on our broadcast before we send it away. Also want to thank Daryl Januzzi, our engineer back at the WRJN studios, as we are simulcasting on WRJN and Hometown Live. Joining me tonight is Ian Goldstein, and Ian, welcome to our broadcast. Happy to bring you aboard. Evan is unavailable tonight, so Ian joining us, and Ian, you get to jump in, both feet into a tremendous matchup here tonight, number 1 and number 4 in the country. You've had a little bit of a chance, sent you a little bit of video, kind of some of your thoughts of what you've seen a little bit.
Yeah, it's really been a treat to kind of get to watch the video. You mentioned the Illinois versus Wisconsin battle. I'm usually an Illinois guy, but tonight rooting for Wisconsin, the Raiders. I'm just looking forward to a great game tonight.
And it should be a great game tonight. This Illinois Cowboys team is very tested. They beat the Michigan Bills and come from behind fashion. That was just a few weeks ago. They won their opener in their league last week. And then also back in late March, they beat the Indy Bison by 1 point in a game played in Cincinnati, Ohio. So they have already played and been tested by some of the best teams that the Players Football Association has to offer in the Michigan Bills and the Indy Bison, and now they will be tested by another one of those teams in the Racine Raiders here tonight. The Raiders having to work through some injuries already, a couple of them at running back. They've lost a couple of their speed backs. Joe Garcia also out as well. Remember, he ended up having that ankle injury on that rough, rough field that the Michigan Bills play on, that grass field at Navarre Stadium in Monroe, Michigan, where the Raiders lost a couple of players, including Sean White in that game, caused by the poor field conditions there. And that is a little bit of a worry for the Raiders, but the offense will get announced tonight. So we'll give you a look at the defense as we get things going here. And getting his first start tonight at defensive end, 6'1", 220-pounder Cameron Hall. Hall has been absolutely disruptive as he was played in the Fan Choice League at one point in time. Now here with the Raiders, the middle of that Raiders defensive line, Cordero Williams. Oh my, last year, 17 tackles for loss, 10 sacks. He is on pace for that again this year, as he's been absolutely disruptive. And then you add in Ronald Hagans, the second year player for the Raiders, 6'3", 260. A year ago as well, 22 TFLs, 9 sacks, and Hagans has been hard to stop. It'll be interesting to see how this Illinois Cowboys stout offensive line holds up. They've got some beef on that offensive line. And then at the other end, you'll have the UW Whitewater player, former UW Whitewater player, the J.I. Case head coach, Anton Graham, will be starting out on the right end. That linebacker core, well, Gary Young Jr., we've talked about how he moved from middle linebacker to outside linebacker this year out of Bemidji State. Young, 72 tackles last year, 99 tackles the year before, a disruptive force moving to the outside. That frees up the middle for Elvin Turner, the second-year player for the Raiders, as Turner a year ago recorded 30 tackles, 7 TFLs, and 4 sacks. And getting the start on the other outside backer position, not the longtime Raider Justin Benko in his 14th season, but the third-year player Arion Ivy out of Bloom High School getting the start at the other outside linebacker position here tonight. And then those cornerbacks, Corey Dalton in his fourth year with the Raiders, just a phenomenal player, big time playmaker for Racine. And then welcome to Chan Island on the other side, Channing Schultz in his eighth season out of Iowa Central Community College with the Raiders. And the safeties in that defensive backfield, Jordan Danowski, having started every game this year now, the fourth year player, will be one of the safeties out of Waterford High School. And then the tattoo artist, J.D. Hardy, in his 10th season, will be at the other safety position for Racine. This Illinois Cowboys offense, they'll be relying on Caleb Treadwell as their quarterback. A lot of very good receivers and several good running backs. This is going to be a good offense. Maybe it'll be a great test for next week before the Raiders go to play the Detroit Ravens in Michigan for sure. We're really going to see what this Raiders defense is made of here tonight. But that Illinois Cowboys defense, they are going to be pressuring this Raiders offense, which Ian has struggled just a little bit this year. They've had a hard time kind of getting on track, but we saw this from them last year. Andre Locke, just a few small things of just missing receivers, and they're going to need to really be tight tonight to be able to pull out a W here.
Yeah, one thing I noticed when looking at the stats from last week, you mentioned Andre Locke, only completed 13 out of his 25 passes, had an interception. He's going to, as you said, have to be better. Another thing I noticed is that the Raiders had 5 fumbles last week against Flag City, so definitely going to want to clean that up as well. And as they kind of try to improve their offensive output, only 2 touchdowns last week against the Phantoms.
And I think, do we have Andrew down on the sideline where we could bring him in for a weather report, perhaps, Todd, in a bit? So we're gonna communicate down, but actually we'll do it after introductions here. We're gonna turn to our public address announcer Dan Pfeiffer for the introduction of tonight's game.
for the 30th anniversary celebration of the Racine Raiders 1995 National Championship Team. And tonight's football game featuring the Illinois Cowboys and your 11-time and back-to-back national champion, Racine Raiders! And it's now time for tonight's team introductions. First, being introduced as a team, the Illinois Cowboys. The Illinois Cowboys owner is Arnold Riggs. The head coach is Kevin Burridge. The coaching staff includes Joel and Joseph Riggs and Jermaine Irving. And now, Raiders fans, it's time to celebrate tradition. It's time to represent Racine. And it's time to meet the most successful franchise in the history of minor league football. Joined by the Senior Moments Performance Group, here is your hometown team, your back-to-back national champion, Racine Raiders. In tonight's starting offense, on the offensive line from Robert Morris University, number 78, Javier Ferrazcoya. From Rockford College, number 69, Brendan Abel. From St. Norbert College, number 63, Nick Nelson. From Wisconsin Lutheran College, number 58, Jacob Zimmerman. From Finger High School, number 67, Chenault Perry. At tight end, representing the United States Armed Forces, number 81, Dylan Flores. At H-back, also representing the Army, number 3, Bubba Rivalinski. At wide receiver from Missouri Southern, number 14, Jeffers Woodley. At wide receiver from Alcorn State, number 5, Jordan Payne. At running back from Bradley Tech High School, number 32, Rashawn Harris. And at quarterback from Upper Iowa University, Uno Andre Locke Jr. The Raiders coaching staff includes Jeffrey Schitt, Pete Dietz, Pedro Trevino, Nick Aiello, Fulton Bell, Vinny Scotto, Kat Swetson, Mike Baldwin, Caleb Quinn, Brian Erickson, Michael Kokat, Nick Quinn, and Austin Tenner. And the head coach of the Racine Raiders is a Hall of Fame player and Raider alum, Wilbert Kennedy.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp